it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Almost happened. Oh, man, that was sweaty. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you every Friday. We're lucky enough to have Kelly in Vegas hanging out on the show. Kelly in Vegas over on X and all social media platforms. Make sure you check her out over there. KIV, before I waited until Sunday morning to make all my final picks. Way too many survivor pools that I'm in. And I was like, you know what? Kelly's right. Like the only one I feel good about, we know nothing in week one. That's where we had so much chaos a year ago. The only one I truly felt good about was Denver, shoved all 35 entries across 10 pools all on the Denver Broncos. And that was an experience I never want to go through ever again in my life. But we got through and just about everybody got through. KIV, how you doing?
Hey, buckle up because we got 17 more weeks of this chaos. I can't believe I'm listening to that clip back. I had said on X, I was like, I said on one of the shows this week, like Bo Nix throws two interceptions, something wonky happens. That's how we lose. Bo Nix, a fumble, two interceptions and a special teams fumble. And I might still be sweating, guys. Like that was too much for week one. I'm not used to having that much chaos in my life. Had people over at the house. I made everybody go outside to watch the Packer game. I'm like, no, you're not allowed on my couch. I'm like there, just like ready on edge. I've made a margarita in the second quarter. I was like, I need some solace.
Hostess with the mostest, get out of my house. You are not watching this game next to me.
Well,
so
think about it.
Now
somebody walks in your house, Sammy, and then all of a sudden chaos ensues, and you're like, get out of my house. Who invited you here?
Now we get to week two, and I'm lucky to be alive myself because the two main entries I'm in, we went Denver with the one, San Francisco with the two. And I realistically thought on Sunday, oh, well, we're dead because Seattle's up, Denver's down. I thought I was dead, but now I'm alive, and now I don't know what to do. We went Pittsburgh and Miami. I know you kind of like Miami, right?
I do like Miami. I'm not going to play them in Survivor. I'll be frank with you. This is not a Miami team that I trust overall, but I think that they are worthy of putting in when you're doing five pick contests and so forth. This is a complete and utter buy low spot for a team who has owned the Patriots 9 straight here. I don't see Miami losing a coin flip game based on the spread. The look ahead line, 2.5. Yeah, we know those numbers aren't always accurate, as Joe just said. Who knows what week one? Mike McDaniels, everybody wants him fired. Tua sucks. The world is burning. I think everybody gets to relax just a little bit. I think Miami wins this game, but I don't want to use them for Survivor. That's kind of the one thing. I did put in one. I think I actually used them in Joe's Survivor on Splash.
Is it fair to say for Survivor this week, if you're in a small pool, go Ravens, and then larger pool, now we can go down the board a little bit because you have such a big gap. I guess there is one game that has now touched 7, but we're talking about double digits, and then most of the week, no other game is at 7, 7.5 or higher.
No, you're right. So here I do a spreadsheet for almost every single one of the ones I'm in. Some of the ones like at Splash that are repetitive, I have multiple entries. I just copy paste and do it. But I've got one for the 5K. I've got one for the different circuit entries that I have. And obviously I went all Denver. But as I'm looking at it, you've got Baltimore this week, which is a divisional game. You've got Baltimore week 5 -7.5. I've got Baltimore week 8 -7. Baltimore week 12 -11.5. And oh, by the way, I guess you could use them if you wanted to there on, I don't know, I wouldn't. Let's just leave that out, week 16 as well. So you're thinking it hypothetically, they're one of the top 3 teams in the league, right? We can argue till we're blue in the face, are they number 1, the number 2, the number 3? They're a top 3 team. You want to save those teams. You guys are not going to like this, but I'm going Dallas.
Oh, we like it.
Joe
likes it. Oh,
Joe
do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're using Dallas.
I was waiting for some pushback. I was like, can I say this? No, look, here's the reality. Dallas, 5.5-point favorite, won 20 of these situations. That means coming off a loss and then playing in the division at home. I don't need them to cover. I'm not laying the 5.5. I hate 5.5-point spreads in the NFL. This is a Giants team. By all means, I thought they were going to go with Jackson Dart. I clicked it on my spreadsheet. I turned it orange. It said, hey, quarterback situation unknown, possible injury, whatever you wanted to make. Nope, they're going with Russell Wilson. I don't understand it. It's not for me to understand. This is the biggest spread as it stands today that the Cowboys will be all season long. And guess what? In multiple contests, I don't need to save them for Thanksgiving. And even if you did, we're thinking what? At best, if Kansas City falls off a cliff, as it stands today, Kansas City 5.5 at Dallas. If Kansas City falls off a cliff, do you mean to tell me they're not going to close as a favorite in Dallas?
They will. And by that point, they'll be healthy or healthier, you would think. As we were talking, I just made my official pick in the Kelly in Vegas many losers pool. And I am going with Chicago because Chicago is definitely losing. I just decided that at 11:06 a.m. on the East Coast. College for you last week. I know we talk about your records because it's important. 2-3. But I don't know which loss was worse, UConn or Kansas. I was on UConn Kansas was myself. They were both horrible. I mean, they were horrible. So you go 2-3. You would think you'd win one of those results, not lose both. UConn was – Paul was on UConn too. And Paul was like, I wanted to throw up. So you go 2-3. I mean, you have a dog that loses in overtime, and you have a team that's up 3 points with 5 minutes to go, doesn't cover 6.5. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. As for this week, where do you want to start? What's your favorite look for college?
Yeah, look, we're going to hope for some positive regression, Sammy, because you're right. As much as those results angered me and frustrated me on Saturday, you can't kind of let it get into it. And I play it up a little bit on social media, right? Because like that's like my outlet sometimes to just say what I want to say and how frustrated I am, because I know other people like you had Kansas, or other people like Paul had UConn, and they can say, you know what? I feel like Kelly feels right now, and I want to smash my television. I did not smash the television. It's called being a grown-up. That being said, this week, I'm kind of undecided on which of these is my favorite, and I'm going to be honest with you, all of these have plummeted. So it's been kind of one of those weeks where, again, I'm getting great numbers, yet here we go. What's going to end up happening? Look, Florida's my favorite. I know. I gave them out last week. I said, here is a great spot. This is a talented team. I gave you the reasons why I thought Billy Napier had that game circled. I'm hoping they were looking ahead to this one. And the only reason why I'm going back to the well with Florida is because I don't trust West Virginia to win the game outright. I was trying to make a case for them. I circled this one in July, and I guarantee the Gators did too. I'm curious to see how they're going to respond after getting punched in the mouth by their little brother there from Tampa. But this LSU team has gotten way too much love to start the season. We can look at the Clemson game and say what happened. Sure, Clemson almost lost that LSU game twice. They came out flat versus Troy. They end up getting the win. I don't know. This Florida defense, I think, is the best part of this team. DJ Lagway getting lots of, we'll call them rumors swirling that maybe he wasn't 100%. I'm going to go with that. I took Florida plus the 7.5. I sprinkled Florida on the money line.
All right, let's go to a game that we are on the other side. The number is coming down from where we were yesterday. You've got Arkansas and Ole Miss. Arkansas, the road dog there. Why do you like them?
So I got to say this because I complained about the other two games not going my way. Thank you, Lane Kiffin. You know, we know the guy knows the spread. I'm very happy he called that timeout, because that Kentucky game had so many wonky things happen to Ole Miss. I understand that. So we could argue that maybe Kentucky was never really in it, but I bet on that defense. Oh, man. Thank you, Lane. And I feel like now I'm betting against him again. I'm really doing him a disservice. And I know I can come on the show week in and week out and say, guys, we can't quantify revenge. But you've got to think that Sam Pittman remembers this game last year in Fayetteville. 63-31. It was not even remotely close. It was over before it started. I will say this. What I really like about this Arkansas team is they have been great road underdogs in the SEC. He might not win this game, but I think he's going to cover the 8. 16-5-1 against the spread. You mentioned this number's coming down. I apologize. My odds screen is on one of these mini pages I have open right now. I have a feeling this one's headed to 6.5.
Yeah, we're 6.5 everywhere. Yep. So if you want to jump in now, that's the number. Yeah, 6.5. Kansas State plays tonight. I have a feeling you like Kansas State because you always like Kansas State. Sell me this.
No, I don't.
Sell me on Kansas State.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's what I can tell you. I can't sell you on Kansas State. Here's what I can tell you. This team has inherent coaching issues. I argued with our good friend Dan Livshatz, friend of the show. He says Avery Johnson sucks. I said, tell me you're just looking at the box score without watching the games. You guys thought Cam Ward's receivers hurt him on Sunday. Thank God they dropped those passes. Avery Johnson's receivers have been hurting him for the past two seasons. I feel like I could catch the ball better. Most of his interceptions last year, including the one he has this year, came from a tipped ball from a defender and a wide receiver not possessing the football. Dylan Edwards is going to be back. The reason why I took one with K-State on Tuesday was I got a text from a buddy who said, Dylan's cleared. I said, well, is he going to travel with the team? Is he going to play? And he said, 50-50. And I said, you know what? Let me tell you what happened to me last week. One thing I didn't put on social media, I laid K-State -6.5 in the first half versus Army. I said, I don't like K-State for the full game, but they're going to come out. They're going to put their foot on the gas. Ball don't lie. Back-to-back touchdown passes for Avery Johnson. Obviously, one of them got called back. And then they decided to play prevent defense with less than 90 seconds to go. And that was about my breaking point for this team. I was like, I'm done. I'm over this team. I'm over this coaching staff. I have heard lots of crazy things out of Manhattan, Kansas this week. It has been what our coach says in a press conference is completely different what actually happens behind closed doors. He is a very poised man. He is a very respectable man. But I have heard boots have been in you-know-whats all weekend. And this is a look-ahead line. You know, John Murray, again, tells me all the time, Cal, don't pay attention to the summer lines. They're not that strong. Well, this line was 6.5. And if you remember last year, K-State absolutely throttled them in Arizona. This is not some Arizona team that I think is going to take a giant step forward this year. I think this is going to be a very close game. I said 24-21 when Chris Thurston texted me this morning. I said, I take that back. They're going to lose 21-20 and I'm going to push. And that is going to be my absolute utter breaking point at this point in time.
A couple more minutes here with Kelly in Vegas. And Kelly, it is now South Carolina 3.5. The market's going to 3.5 from 3 against Vandy. What do you think?
Oh my gosh. Like, I don't even know what to make of it at this point. Yeah, I think Vandy's going to win the game. I put him in my parlay for that very reason. But here's the real reality. Maybe you want to come back on Gamecocks money line if you really like him here. Try to get a middle. Golly, I could see this being a 3-point game very easily. Said that in my breakdown all week long. Gamecocks fans have to love the series. They won 16 straight. They've covered 6 of the last 7. This is South Carolina's almost gimme game every single year there in the East. Woo! But here's the thing. I don't love their offense. A lot of people in love with Lenora Sellers. The last two games, first one, Virginia Tech, they needed a punt return to get a cover there in Atlanta. And then last week, they needed 2 touchdowns on special teams and 1 defensive touchdown to get past a team named South Carolina State. I'm just not high on this Gamecocks team. I feel bad. I got 5. I had to give it out yesterday at 4. Now you're telling me it's 3.5, maybe headed to 3. Ooh, it's I'll take the 3.5 for show purposes because that's how this works. But boy, oh boy, does that make me nervous.
Yeah, okay. So Florida, Arkansas, Vandy, K-State. Those are your 4 college. Anything that we're missing?
Yeah, of course. You guys can't wait to talk about this one. We just talked about UConn and how they lost that Syracuse game up 17-6. I got it on my laptop because you know it's on plus because it's nobody cares about the game except for us. And here I am saying, okay, all right, well, that hurts. The money line was so close yet so far away. Slams laptop shut, watching KU, Kentucky, got West Virginia, Ohio on. I got the Gators on the 4 box. Everything's going good and I get a text. We're going to overtime. I'm like, no. Wait, why are we going to overtime? Why are we going to overtime? I've got +6.5. I didn't get the 7. You know what happened after that. I think UConn loses this game twice. How do you leave the Carrier Dome losing that game in that fashion? So much so that Fran Brown made his own team run laps and do agility drills after the game. He was so mad at them. How do you get up for Delaware, an FCS school? You're laying 10 points here on the road. I think this is such a flat spot. I'm not saying Delaware's going to win the game, but how does UConn get up here? I think that they have a chance to at least not cover based on the results there in Syracuse.
All right, there you have it. Kelly in Vegas, at Kelly in Vegas on X. Kelly, best of luck with all your college plays, NFL
Thanks,
plays.
Guys.
And, of course, Survivor. Go Cowboys for 1 week.
For 1 week.
Delaware.
Yes, for 1 week.
I love Delaware. I love that look.
Do you?
Yeah, hen? Of course.
Okay. Okay. All right.
The Hens? The Hens, baby.
I know. I'm used to Delaware plays in basketball. 2-minute drill. We'll find out where the room is at next. Don't want to miss it. They've been awful all season long. You've got Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.